Homeland Security announced this month that all U.S. ports must have transportation worker identification credentials or TWIC cards by April of next year. Ports had been gearing up to have the IDs by this fall. Duluth Seaway Port Facilities Manager Jim Sharrow says that takes the pressure off.
They've had some glitches with equipment and computers, and I don't know all the details, but the end result is that after the mariners apply for these cards, it's taking an extended period of time to get the cards. A number of people are waiting 2 to 3 months.
Sharrow says obtaining the cards is also costly.
So far, about 900 people have applied for the cards here. We're not sure exactly how many will end up having the cards, but that's probably about 50% of those who will end up holding cards in the area here. And then the actual facilities will have to add some procedures to their operating security plans to cover the operation of the cards.
Some ports need the cards before next April. Steve Wolf is the Marine Science Technician Chief with the U.S. Coast Guard in Duluth.
I don't think that we'll have a problem with it here. We're currently engaging everyone in the industry that's affected by the TWIC implementation. They're being very responsive and stepping up to the requirements of TWIC as it applies to them.
New England ports must have the cards by October. In Superior, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.